Parshas Kisavoi, I'd like to introduce a very interesting thought. The Mefarshim explain that in the climax of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, as you know, as people take on, is Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah Mavirin Esrayah HaGzeirah. With Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah, we're able to Mavirin, we pass over a bad Gzeirah. And if you look in your Machzeirim, you'll see then every one of the words, Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah, there's little writing. It says Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah, it says on top of it, Tshuva, it says the word Tzoyim, fasting. Tfilah, it says the word Koil, voice, as it were. And Tzedakah, it says Mamoin, money, right? Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah. So Mefarshim explained very interestingly that each one of those Tzoyim, Koil, and Mamoin that is above the word Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah, each one has a gematria of 136. So it's as follows. You know, many people are able to concentrate on different elements of tshuva tefillah, but they aren't so good at tzedakah. And some people are very good at tzedakah and tshuva, not so good at tefillah. Some people are good at tefillah. If you have two out of those three, it's not that great. You make sure you've got to have every single one of those three. That's Peshat over here. It says 136 times 2 is a gematria of 272. 136 times 2 is 272. That is a gematria of ba'ar. Ba'ar is ignoramus. Ish ba'ar, lo yeda. Ish ba'ar, a man of ba'ar, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Ish ba'ar lo yeda uchsil lo yovin, and the uchsil doesn't understand zois. What is zois? Zois is a gematria of 408, which is all three together. In other words, if you have tzoyim, koil, and momen, which is 136 times 2, you're bar, but if you have 136 times 3, it's zois. That is, bezois yovei Aaron and HaKodesh. With this, with zois, you can come into the base of Mikdash, or as it were in our context, come into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, confident that Ezras Hashem, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, give us a good year. So I want to focus this week's parasha on the element of tzedakah. The element of tzedakah. And we find in this week's parasha a very interesting piece that what we consider something called vidui maestris. Vidui maestris. You all know what vidui is. Vidui is when a person is vidui would be the what's vidui? A confession. Yeah, it's an admission. It's a confession. So it's something called we call vidui maestris, a confession. Now this confession is very, very unusual. You look in the parasha in Perek Chavov, Tosek Yud Beis, Ki sechale la'ase es kol ma'aseh tva'oscho b'shana hashlishis. When you have concluded and giving a ma'aseh in the third year, b'shana hashlishis is the third year, shnas ha'ma'aseh, the year of the ma'aseh. But nesati le'levi la'ge'er li'osem ha'moni, you should give to all these various different people, v'ochlu b'shrecha v'seveyu, and be satisfied. Okay? And then you v'amart l'fnei Hashem le'kecha, you come along and make this proclamation, and you say, I've given everything I'm supposed to have given, le'ivati m'sasecha v'le'shechochti, I did not forget, le'chalti v'oini m'menu, a whole long proclamation, and it says, shemati b'koil Hashem alekoi, I listened to the voice of Hashem, I did exactly as I was told to do. It doesn't sound like much of a confession. I did everything I was told. I did perfect job. Look down and bless your nation, etc., etc. So I want to go through this parasha slowly, and there's a few very interesting points. The parasha begins with the third year. Third year, says Rashi, says the pasuk, shnas ha-maisa, the year of maisa. Now let's understand this carefully. Every single year, besides the Shemitah year, you give maisa. Every single year you give maisa. But there are differences within the years. In other words, year one and year two after Shemitah is maisa rishon and maisa sheni. The third year after Shemitah is maisa rishon, where you give to a levi, and maisa oni. The fourth and fifth year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The sixth year is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. The seventh year, again, is Shemitah. So this, here we're talking about the third year. So in other words, it's a year that there is no din giving Maisa Sheni. It's a year that you give Maisa Oni. Yeah? It's a year that you give Maisa Oni. And you finish in that year, Hamaisa Masata Levi Lege, you give your Maisa Oni away. Says Rashi, what year are we talking about? Says Rashi. B'shona hashlishis, kishetigmo lehafish ma'aseh shoshona hashlishis, When he finished giving a maisa, he gave it all to the people he's supposed to, that's who he gave it to. Now, says Rashi, bear with me. Shnas ha-maisa, what does it mean, shnas ha-maisa? Says Rashi, shono she'ein bo maisa sheni. It is a year that you don't give maisa sheni. Rabbi Yisai, let's understand this carefully. Very, very clear in the Torah what year we're talking about. Talking about the third year. That's possible, right? The first, second, third year is the third year. So it says very clearly which year it's talking about. It says Rashi, oh yeah, it's, by the way, it's a year that you don't give Maisa Sheni. Oh no, you don't give Maisa Sheni. You don't give Maisa Sheni on the third year. Why does Rashi have to add in those words? Furthermore, why is it called Shnas HaMaisa, as if it's the year of Maisa? Ah! It's a year. You give Maisa other years as well. You give Maisa Sheni. What's the problem? Why is it called Shnas HaMaisa? And furthermore, why is it, this is one of the only mitzvahs that change as the year passed? You have Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, third year Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni. Then Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Oni again. Why is it that the Torah gives us 2 years and then 1 year, 2 years and 1 year? So there's nine in the Torah, Reb Sirotskin, his grandchild would be very, Reb Sirotskin today is one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas as far as fundraising and fundraiser huge amounts of money. So his grandfather, his great grandfather, Zalman Sirotskin, gives a beautiful vort. A beautiful vort. And he says like this. And he says, and this is something which is very nagea. He says, you know, it doesn't take much. In England, we had something called the NSPCC, the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. Yeah? Or we had the RSPCA, the Royal Society of Prevention to Cruelty to Animals. So when it comes to children, it's national. When it comes to animals, it's royal. Okay, so yeah, the Royal. Now, what kind of, how do they give out these the adverts? How do they advertise this? They take the most miserable looking cat that's been run over, been mangled by some, and they have this terrible picture in the front, and your heart goes out for it, and you feel terribly sorry for it, right? And therefore, your heart is open, and that way they manage to get out of you money that won't necessarily be the case. People come along, and there's no doubt there are very, very wonderful cases that are worth investing in. Very wonderful cases. There's Yamonis, and there's Yisaimim, and there's Yeshivas, and there are certain cases that sound much more soul-wrenching and much more attractive to give to than other cases that you don't feel necessarily that it's so important. And I've come across in my different ventures of stockers some very, very strange attitudes to people. Very strange attitudes. And they somehow have an opinion that something is important or not important based on their own prejudice, which is sometimes very, very sorely lacking. Yeah? We don't give to yeshivas. I don't give to Israel. Yeah, things like that, which obviously is primitive, obviously is uncouth, and very, very much lacking education. Right? One has to understand what is going behind it. So there's Naim Torah. There is a very big fundamental difference between Maisa Sheni and Maisa Oni. What is the purpose the Torah gave us Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, Leman Tilmad Liyira Et Hashem Lekechol Kol Hayomim. What's Maisa Sheni for? Maisa Sheni is that every year you put away money in order, or food, in order to be able to have a bond. That at one time of the year you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, and you spend your time there, and you have to get rid of all this food. You have to eat there. And therefore when you're eating there, you go to Yerushalayim, there's plenty of yeshivas, and plenty of kollelim, and you have plenty food to last you during that time, and you learn. You go to the Batei Midrash and you learn, the Torah says. I'm doing it in order that you should go to Yerushalayim and spend time learning and educating yourself in the halachas that are necessary for the rest of the year. So Maisa Sheni is about my own personal educational process where I can advance what I need to do in order to become more knowledgeable and more learned in what I need to learn. That is Maisa Sheni. That's Maisa Sheni. Okay? And what do you learn? You learn the halachas that are relevant to you. What halachas are relevant to you? Hilchot Tzedakah. I need to know Hilchot Tzedakah. I need to know what's important. I need to know what's not important. I need to know where my priorities lie. I need to know sometimes when to ignore something and when to take something very seriously. So for 2 years, the Torah gives you an opportunity, and Torah pushes you to take your food and eat in your shrine for 2 years to get yourself an education in Tzedakah. That's for 2 years. bypass in the third year, the third year is Maisa Oni. Now Maisa Oni now is not about educating yourself. Maisa Oni now is taking your money and giving it to poor people, to Aniyim, to Yisoyimim, to Almanas. That is about helping other people, financing other people. Right? That is Maisa Oni. Says Osnai Mateya, it takes sometimes 2 years to educate yourself to be able to reach the levels where you're able to know what to do, which, how to prioritize when it comes to the Aniyim. And to have not only the priorities, but to have the ability to give people money rather than saying to them, get yourself a job. Yeah, I manage from nothing. You should help manage from nothing. No, there's a certain education where it's a privilege and a very, very wonderful opportunity to be able to give to Aniyim. And therefore you need those 2 years of education in Yerushalayim to be able to have the third year where you have the education to know what to do with the money. Fourth or fifth year again, one tends to forget, and the Yetzer Hara comes in. Again, education. Know what the privileges are for giving tzedakah. Know what your priorities are. And then again, the sixth year is the mitzvah of giving to Aniyim again. So therefore that is why the cycles change. To constantly give ourselves awareness, constantly educate ourselves, constantly inspire ourselves, to be able to give to the right causes, and then again we go through educational process. That is why we have this system over here. So Shnas HaMaaseh is the year when Maaseh is what's really important. In other words, it's not about education. It's not about learning how wonderful it is to give charity. The Maaseh is Shnas HaMaaseh is what you call the proof of the pudding. If on that year is the year of Maaseh, when you're actually digging into your pockets and giving to those people who have the who are demanding that money from you and you give it away, you should, then that is the that you've been preparing yourself all this time to actually reach that stage when you actually give in the Maaseh in the correct way. So it's Shnas HaMaaseh. The Maaseh Sheni is only a preparation to this year of giving to the Aniyim, to giving to those people who need it. Yeah?
Alright, I just want to ask a practical question. The other 4 years that you're going to Yerushalayim with your Maaseh Sheni money, and the money is there asking for money. You say, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. This is Maaseh Sheni money. I mean, what are you supposed to do with it?
Yeah. So practically, how do the Aniyim survive other years? So the Aniyim do have Leket, Shikhot, Peyot. They do still do have the other amounts of money. And of course, a person has an obligation sometimes to give beyond his Maaseh. Yeah, it's Maaseh Sheni, but you've still got 80% or a little bit less than 80% that belongs to you. You still have a privilege to give the Aniyim in that stage. But the Maaseh Oni of taking what you usually eat and giving it to somebody else, that takes education, that takes inspiration, that takes clarity, that needs that education beforehand. Okay?
It's not
very much.
It's illusory. They're not allowed to have these things in Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to have all these farms.
No, but outside, so they'll go slightly outside Yerushalayim. They'll go there and they'll get the leket shikhot peyot from the surrounding fields. Yeah. That's why it's called Shnas HaMaaseh. Now, spare me a second. Now, this goes beyond that. Ramesha says a beautiful vot. Ramesha Feinstein, yeah? He says, Kisachale la'ases kol ma'ases vos v'shona ha'shlishis shnas ha'maiseh. We explained before that Rashi says, that is the year that you don't give ma'aseh. Shon shish is the year that you don't give ma'aseh sheni. Why do we have to say that? Why does Rashi say that? This is Shnas HaMaaseh, the year that you don't give Maaseh Sheni. Why is it necessary? What is Rashi with that? So this is very interesting. This is very interesting. And it's something that is a klal in Hilchos Tzedakah. And that is as follows. Rav Moshe says that when we say vidui, we're doing vidui Maaseh now, we're doing vidui. And he's saying to Rabbeinu Shleilam, we are now in the year that we're not giving Maaseh Sheni. What impression are you giving over when you're saying that? Are you saying, Baruch Hashem, this year, I don't have to come to Yerushalayim and spend time there, and I don't have to bother myself educating myself, I can just give it out, and give it to Daniim, and go home, and get back to business? Or am I saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I loved what I did. I loved sitting and learning. It was a fantastic experience. I love educating myself. But this year, that's not my mitzvah, that's not my chiyuv. This year is giving it to somebody else. Says Rashi, this is the year that you're not giving. You're not giving Maaseh Sheni. What I'm saying to Rabbeinu Shleilam is, it's Shnas HaMaaseh means it's the year. He explains differently. It's a year of Maaseh of the year that I'm not giving, you can make that year a year of giving. In other words, the year that you don't give Maaser Sheni, if you have the correct perspective, if you are coming to Rebbein Shalom and not saying, Rebbein Shalom, I'm happy I don't have to give Maaser Sheni, I want to give the Maaser Sheni, then that year becomes a Shnas HaMaaser. That year is as if you have given that Maaser Sheni as well. It's a year that you don't give Maaser Sheni, but it can become a year of Maaser Sheni if I do it besimcha, if I say Rebbein Shalom, I did what I have to do, and unfortunately I can't do this Maaser Sheni this year, but I really want to do it. Then it becomes Shnas HaMaaser. It becomes that year as a year, but as if you give a Maaser Sheni as well. Sometimes a person cannot always afford to give what he is asked to give. Not always. A person doesn't have limited funds. But at least do it with a krecht. At least say, I wish I had that amount of money. I wish I could help you. I wish I can give you the smile that you deserve. I wish I could give you the money that you need. Shnas HaMaaser is, Ramesha says, it's a year that you're not giving. It can make it as if the year that you are giving. That's Shnas HaMaaser. And that is an incredible thing. But let's go further. Ramesha Feinstein, yes. Yeah. So he says, so we asked beforehand, why is it called Vidui Maestris? Why is it called Vidui Maestris? Vidui usually means, Rebbein Shalom, I didn't do what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. And over here we say, Rebbein Shalom, I did everything everything you asked me to do, I did. And I gave to this person, gave to that person. Why is it called Vidui? So there's a Gavaldi Gavod, a beautiful Vod I heard, Vashena Satmarov. Rabbi Yelish, so Shreinin of Racha. By the way, Rabbi Yelish was a very, very sharp, incredibly sharp, fantastic thunder. You know, he had huge amounts of money that went through him in order to help Aniyim, which was being perpetuated. And he had very, very sharp lines. Somebody once came to him and said to him, Rabbi, I'll give three times chai for your institution. He said, you know what? I prefer if you gave me one time the gematria of mace. Of mace. People give three times chai. I give you one time mace. You know, somebody said to him, Rabbi, I'll give you the amount of the gematria of your name, Yoeli. He said, I hope they call me Yoelish. Yeah? He was a very, very sharp man, a very good sense of humor. But he was a very, very astute, very astute. And every day, he would demand different things from his chassidim. One day, he went up there to the bim and said, Rabbosai, there's our money, you save him over here, we've got to take care of, I need money. People came along and gave him money. The next day, he comes along and says, Rabbosai, there's a kala who's getting married, we need money for a chasna. Again, there was an appeal, people gave him money again. The next day, he comes along and says, there's a very sick person over here who needs an operation. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one of his chassidim had a bit of gut, said to him, Rebbe, with the greatest of respect, Sunday asked us for money, I gave. Monday asked us money, I gave. Tuesday I gave. Wednesday I gave. Like, you know, every day you're going to ask, you know. So Rabbi Yelish said to him like this, why is this called Vidui Maestris? Why is it called Vidui Maestris? Why is it called Vidui? You say, Rabbi Shem, I did wonderful things. Why is it called Vidui? He said, you know what? Because you said, Le'evarti me'mitzvesecho v'lei shechochti. I didn't forget anything about the Hilchus Tzedakah. That demands Vidui. If you remember all the good things you've done, Sunday I gave to this, and Monday I gave to that, and Tuesday I gave to that, and Wednesday I gave to that, requires a Vidui. That you should not do. You should forget about all the good things you've done. Today, a new opportunity to give Tzedakah. Don't look at it, I've given Tzedakah so many times, so many people knocked on my door. No. Lo shachachti, you should have been shachachta, you should have forgotten. Rabbi Shur Leib Nisassim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoicha Kol HaNishkochis. Rabbi Shoyna forgets, like you see in Rosh Hashanah davening, Zoicha Kol HaNishkochis Ata Yedea. Yeah? By Vidui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets all the Nishkochis. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets? He remembers all the Nishkochis. He remembers everything that gets forgotten. Kaviyochel, he says, if a person forgets he did an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. If a person remembers he did an Aveira, Kaviyocha Kosh Baruch said, you remember it? I let it go. You'll work on it. So to the opposite. If a person remembers all the wonderful things he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyocha says, you remember? I'll forget it. If a person forgets all the wonderful things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. So that's Mishat. Le'evarti me'mitzvesecho v'lo shachachti. I didn't forget. So the Yiddish, that deserves Vidui. Forget about what you gave on Sunday. Forget about what you gave on Monday. Today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity. Give today. It's a Moed Gezach. It's a fantastic vote. The idea is, what we learned so far is, that giving tzedakah is an education. One has to learn the halachas properly. And it's not easy, even if you learnt it, and you know what to do, and you actually give the tzedakah, again the Yetzer Hara comes in and you forget the priorities, and you forget the importance, and you've got to go to an education again for another 2 years, and reawaken that feeling, and then go again and give tzedakah. That's why you have different years of Maisa Oni, Maisa Sheni. Not only that, the idea, says Rav Moshe, is sometimes you can't give, because there's no obligation to give. Alternatively, it's just not possible. But if you really want to do it, even the year that is not the Shnas HaMaisa, even the year that you don't give Maisa Sheni, it could be reckoned as if this is the year of Maisa Sheni. This is the year that I'm actually giving Maisa Sheni, which is a wonderful thing. And I just want to finish up with one thought, a very, very sharp thought. Very, very sharp. Incredibly sharp. The end of the parasha talks about the ideas of the Hagrizim and Ha'evil, where Klal Yisrael got their brachas. Eile Yamdu the Baruchet Ha'om, on one mountain, so half the Shvatim on one mountain, and half Shvatim on the other mountain. So on one mountain, if you look in the parasha, it was Yisachar, and the other mountain was Zvulun. Two different mountains, Hagrizim and Ha'evil. Which is very interesting, because Yisachar and Zvulun were lifetime partners. One would learn Torah, and one would go to business. Right? Yisachar was a businessman, Zvulun was the one to learn, and therefore the question is really, Yisachar was the other way around. Yisachar was the learner and Zvulun was a businessman. So the question is, you know, they're partners and everything, why do you split them up now on different mountains? So, I don't remember who I heard this from. It's brought down that Mizrahi mentions that the 12 Arurim, the 12 Orals that you have in this parasha, or this, or that, each one is referring to one of the Shvatim. So he says, Orah Ashla Yokim is Divra Torah Hazois. Woe is to the person, curse to the person does not fulfill the Torah, is referring to those people, yeah, referring to Zvulun, who does not support Torah the way he should. Does not support Torah the way he should. What is the proof he doesn't support Torah the way he should? He said, well, you have a situation where you have the rich people living on one mountain and the Bnei Torah living on another mountain. That is where you point to Aurora and says, one second, are you looking at these people enough? Are you living in your own little gated environment and about Danim? Are you looking what these people really need? Are you really caring about your partner? If you're not, Aurora Shala Yokin is Divra Toya Zois, you're cursed for not looking in and delving into the needs of the other people. We have to be very careful. You know, we live in a world sometimes where we live in our own little castles. Sometimes it's kedai sometimes just look around what other people have. You know, when I was in yeshiva in the Mir, you see that sometimes to poor people, they're invited out in Beis Yisrael area or Beis Orim area. You cannot imagine the poverty of these people. You literally cannot imagine how these people lived. And Baruch Hashem, if we are able to live differently, then we have an obligation to the best we can to support these people. And it's a privilege and an honor. And as Hashem, if you work through this the best we can, then HaKadosh Baruch will give us a wonderful year. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir, nesareya, gzeira.